Hi, I'm Jeff Mayers from WisPolitics.com, and this is the latest edition of the WisPolitics Book Club. And I'm honored today to have Governor Martin Schreiber, who is just published a book, My Two Elaines. It's about a subject of his wife and Alzheimer's. Welcome, Governor Schreiber. How are you today?
Well, thank you. It's great to be with you. Thank you so much.
So this is a very tough topic, and reading your book, it's quite moving. It's a nice big print for those of us with not so young eyes, and but it's very moving in parts, and it must have been quite a journey to write this with your co-author Kathy Breitenbacher.
It was a journey, but I felt compelled to do it, and the reason I felt compelled. If Alzheimer's is bad, worse than Alzheimer's is ignorance of the disease. And I felt so upset with myself that there were things that I did not learn soon enough. There were things that I learned too late. And because of that, I deprived my wife and my family and myself of some of the moments of joy that you can capture. And so my two Elaines is the first Elaine is the woman that I met when I was 14 years of age in Latin class and who went through campaigns, and we raised our children, 13 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, my companion, my friend, everything, and now Alzheimer's sets in, and now all of a sudden it's a different person, and a different person completely, still in the same body and still the warm, gracious, friendly face, but completely different. And so I had to understand that in order for me to be a good caregiver for my second Elaine, I had to let go of the first Elaine. And that was very difficult. But understanding it better. Now, there's a saying that rather than worrying about when the storm will end, try to learn to dance in the rain. And there is not a single caregiver who will ever dance. I know that. But to understand more about the disease, for families and friends and caregivers to understand more about the disease, medical professionals, legislators, employers, it would make a whole difference in not only the quality of life for the person with dementia, the caregiver, but also I think save substantial amounts of money, because a caregiver that doesn't take care of themselves ends up spending so much more in medical expenses and even will die, possibly die sooner.
Yes, I mean, there are challenges with the caregivers, because the caregivers are often spouses and they're elderly and have their own health issues. I mean, you're a cancer survivor, so you have your own health issues, so that must add to the challenge.
Well, there's no question about it, and my heart goes out to caregivers. No matter what their status is, and I'm financially secure, and I'm along in years, so I don't have to worry about punching a clock 40 hours a week. But imagine what it's like to go through the grieving, the depression, the anxiety, the fearfulness of what it means to be a caregiver, and at the same time worry about finances and the job. I want to mention that we're ready to go to press in the book, talking about Marty Schreiber and his experience in caregiving. And just before that, I found a series of notes and diaries that Elaine had kept. And sure, when she was diagnosed, we cried together and we talked, but until I read those notes, I had no understanding deep enough of the courage and determination that it takes to be diagnosed with dementia. And just understanding the impact of that also helped me be a better caregiver. And then to see in the course of those notes how her life was changing, how she tried to keep up her spirits, how sometimes she was so sad and worried about the future. So in this book, I am trying to help caregivers learn, cope, and survive, and making sure that whatever can be done to help the life of a caregiver is always going to help the life of the person with dementia. And I talk about certain kinds of I wouldn't say tricks, but what I call therapeutic fibbing. And Elaine asked me one day how her parents were. And so I said, well, your parents are both dead. And the shock on her face when I told her that, and she realized she may not have properly, taken care of them, may not have properly said goodbye to them, may not have properly attended the funeral or planned it. And so I resolved that would not happen again. So the next time she asked me, I said, they're doing well. They're fine. So therapeutic fibbing. You can't argue with Alzheimer's. You shouldn't try, but therapeutic fibbing ends up being so important. And Jeff, I'm thinking if I would have thought about therapeutic fibbing some 56 years ago when I first got married or in my campaign for governor in 78, imagine I probably still could be governor today.
Yeah, that would go a long way. Okay, I'm talking with Martin Schreiber, former governor of Wisconsin, author of My Two Elaines, a book about his wife and their struggle with Alzheimer's. This is Elaine's letter to her dear loved ones, dated March 11, 2009. It wasn't until a few weeks ago that I really had to say, yes, I do have Alzheimer's. I had read of signs that indicate Alzheimer's, like getting overly upset for no reason, and having trouble with names and directions. But I still didn't think it was a problem for me. But in hindsight, for too long, I've been getting lost driving, having trouble keeping days straight, and difficulties with names and schedules. Still, I still felt I could handle it. It won't get worse. But this morning, I started reading about the mid-stage of Alzheimer's in hopes of preparing myself better and realize I'm not very far away. It is most scary, but I have to accept it. So when she wrote that, were you ready to accept it?
No. You try, as I said, one of the most important, most difficult things I did was to let go of the first Elaine. And as long as I didn't accept it, and as long as I kept on expecting Elaine to be the woman she once was, it made everything so much more difficult. And once I could accept it, I could understand that if she would not recognize me or my children, that's okay, because her brain is broken, and I shouldn't expect the second Elaine to be involved in making the same kinds of decisions, recognitions, and so forth, as the first Elaine. And once I crossed that bridge, life was so much easier. And also, once I learned that to be looser, when I say looser, the example that I can come up with is just understanding that you can't argue with Alzheimer's. So if Elaine has 5 coats on and she's cold, to argue with her and say you've got 5 coats on is foolish, because you can't argue with Alzheimer's. So I either get her another coat, or through redirection, take her into another room, and by that time we sort of forget about the fact that she's cold. And Elaine is always asking for assurance, will you keep me? And I say, yes, I'll keep you. Well, then she says, for how long? Well, she asked me those questions repeatedly, and just the other day, I figured I've got to make sure I give her a kind of secure answer. Hopefully she'll understand. And so she says, will you keep me? And I said, yes. She says, how long? I says, 1 billion years. Oh, and then she looked so sad. I said, Elaine, why are you sad? Well, she says, I don't think I could take you for 1 billion years. And so there is still that kind of humor. There's still that sometimes touch with the background. Mm-hmm. And also letting go of the first Elaine the other day. Also, this goes back a little bit further, but we're sitting at lunch, and she's starting to cry. And I said, well, Elaine, why are you crying? Well, she says, she looked at me, she said, I'm beginning to love you more than my husband. Now, I didn't ask I didn't have the nerve to say, what's wrong with your turkey husband? But I knew then that I was on the right track in making sure that I would let go of the first Elaine in order to better love and better take care of better understand, and myself has an easier life if I knew that there was this second Elaine, this completely different person who still wants assurance and appreciation and love, even though she may not understand it comes from someone she knew since she was 14 years old.
Well, we've come to a close now, and I want to thank you for your honest book and being honest in this interview. I understand that proceeds from this book will go to the Alzheimer's Association and to help Alzheimer's victims and Alzheimer's families. How do people get a copy of the book? What's the best way to get a copy of the book?
They should be able to get it over Amazon.com, and then we do have a website. My Two Elaines, all one word, and they could go to that website and check it out there. There's some information more about the book and about Kathy Brighton Butcher, the co-author, who really, she was also in news reporting for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And yes, any profits that will be realized will go to promoting Alzheimer's caregiver support programs. And I can't tell you how important it is for caregivers to know that they need help, to know that they can't do it alone. And I can't tell you how important it is for our society to understand more about dementia. And I call Alzheimer's not a chicken casserole disease. If you have a cancer or if you break your hip in your home, people bring you chicken casserole. But we quite don't feel so comfortable with that disease right now, which creates an additional burden on everybody, not only the caregiver, the family, but the healthcare system, the workplace, just impacting so many people in so many different ways. And they say the disease is not supposed to be solvable till the year 2025. Well, just imagine the number of people as caregivers and victims of dementia that there are going to be, and the kind of costs and heartache that go along with it. So we've got to step that up.
Congratulations on this book and your journey. My Two Elaines by Governor Martin J. Schreiber, Learning, Coping, and Surviving as an Alzheimer's Caregiver. Thank you very much, Governor.